Headlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Hannah and Michelle with your 8am Zedlines. In local news, the program for Brisbane Fest, which was released yesterday, boasts a colourful range of artistic and cultural events which are set to hit our city from August to September. The festival will run from the 30th of August until the 21st of September and will include a range of arts performances and experiences across the city. Returning to the program this year is the immersive multi-sensory experience Lightscape. The light show will allow Brisbaneans to see the city's botanical gardens in a new light, as it is lit up with a range of installations created by internationally renowned artists. The Brisbane Festival program will also include a range of theatre that will showcase the very best of Brisbane culture, as well as the acclaimed Riverfire event on the 31st of August.
Brisbane chef Dan Arnold has been announced as Australia's representative for competing in a prestigious cooking competition, Bocuse d'Or Asia Pacific, taking place in China this September. This upcoming competition holds special significance to Arnold as it marks 20 years since his longtime mentor Serge Vieira won the competition himself. Arnold spent 7 years working with Vieira in France at his 2-Michelin-starred restaurant, and the passing of Vieira last year deeply impacted Arnold. Arnold is hosting a special series of dinners to raise funds for attending the upcoming competition as Australia's representative.
In national news, a limited number of special edition Bluey $1 coins will be available today, the Royal Australian Mint has announced. The 3-coin set will feature colourful designs of some of Australia's most beloved characters and will go on sale from 8:30 this morning. They will be available online from the Mint Coin Shop as well as at participating distributors. The coins will celebrate Bluey, the beloved children's cartoon, which was created in Brisbane and has achieved worldwide acclaim, with the franchise now worth over $2 billion.
Animal collisions have increased by 22% year-on-year, according to new claims data from national insurer AAMI. Research from AAMI has also shown that over 40% of drivers don't pay attention to wildlife warning signs, and 60% would slam the brakes or swerve out of the way to avoid collisions, putting themselves and other drivers at risk. New South Wales is the most dangerous state for wildlife collisions at 30%, followed by Victoria at 20% and Queensland at 24%. The most high-risk driving times are at dawn and dusk, and drivers are urged to be more careful and mindful when driving in areas where wildlife is likely present. Kangaroos are noted to be the majority of victims.
In international news, Narendra Modi will remain the Prime Minister of India for a third term after winning the largest election in history. The election saw over 640 million votes cast over 6 weeks. While a landslide win was expected for the 73-year-old leader, this was not the case. Modi's Bharatiya Janata Party did not attain an outright majority of seats, but does have enough to form a minority government. Mr. Modi has called his win the victory of the world's largest democracy.
For your weather today, Brisbane is cool and sunny. It's currently 14 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 23. The UV index is expected to reach a moderate level of 4. And that's all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more, and in the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.